Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. We honor you, Lord. To you alone be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Say with me, I'm ordained for noiseless breakthrough. Say it a minute, I'm ordained for noiseless breakthrough. Louder you can, I'm ordained for noiseless breakthrough. And that will be your testimony in this month of July. In the name of Jesus. I want us to make a demand. Lord, send me a word. Send me my word of breakthrough today. Lord, send me a word as we're going through your word tonight. Send us a word of breakthrough. Let the light of your word break forth in our hearts, thereby causing noiseless breakthrough in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lord, again, we say thank you for such a first half of the year. Your presence indeed was very much in our midst, and indeed, you glorified yourself. We want to say thank you for bringing us to the next second half of this year. We say thank you. For greater things you will do, we say thank you. And we know it begins from this service. In the name of Jesus, no life will remain the same again. Everyone begins to enjoy noiseless breakthrough from now. In the name of Jesus, let the tears in the eyes of many be wiped away. Let the captives be set free in the name of Jesus. Lord, every testimony we had this morning, Lord, duplicate it in our midst. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are a believer in the house, loud amen, please. Help me welcome your neighbor to the left and right. Welcome them to church. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Please help me give Jesus a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God, 2026, my year of open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. So hold fast to the word and keep making our boast in it. Happy new month. Help me greet your neighbor. Happy new month. And tell them this is your month. Amen. Amen. Financial fortune is my heritage. Is the theme for the month of July. Somebody want to say that loud, please. Financial fortune is my. Why not personalize it and put more faith? Financial fortune. You will not know misfortune this year. You will not know misfortune this month. In the name of Jesus. So beginning from this very first Sunday, we want to look at gateways to financial fortune. So it's a series, and as already admonished, even from the memo, every winner should try as much as possible to be a part of the services of this month, because we are building on the blocks of his word. In midweek service, we are looking at fundamentals to kingdom wealth, the foundational matters, where a lot of people are missing it. In our Saturday's fellowship at our neighborhood, we are looking at the causes and the cure to poverty. What is it that causes poverty, and how do we cure it? So it's a full syllabus that I would like to admonish that everyone should partake of. My prayer is that every one of us, we enjoy God's fortune all the days of our life. Please say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Gateways to financial fortune. I've prayed and trust the Lord that the Lord will give me a teaching spirit today, or a teaching voice. Because when it comes to the subject of finance in the kingdom, it's not by prayer. It's not by prayer. It does not answer to prayer. It has no respect for fasting. Hallelujah. The only thing that it answers to is teaching the terms and conditions of the covenant. So instead of shouting over you, we might as well just be quiet and speak in a very soft tone so that everyone can understand. Somebody say, I hear. In Isaiah chapter 61, speaking about the anointing that came on Jesus, he said, he has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them who are bound. He began by saying to preach good tidings even to the meek. And then you go further. Matthew 26, 13 talks about he has empowered me that the gospel be preached in all the world. So when it comes to the issue of poverty or the issue of financial stress, it's a matter of the gospel. Hallelujah. So God will help us as we go through this month. But one desire I have is that your financial status will not remain the same. In Jesus' mighty name. From the scripture, Job 22, verse 21 to 25, that's the key anchor text for this month. It said, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Therefore, good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his word in your heart. If thou shalt return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Verse 23, thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. He said in verse 24, amen. I believe it's on the screen. Let's read one to go, everyone. Then thou shalt lay up gold as a dust, and the gold as offer as the stone of the brooks. Verse 25, yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Somebody say, believe in amen.
Amen.
When you lay up the word of God in your heart, verse 22, receive the law from his mouth, lay up the word in your heart, as you return to following the dictates of his word, he said, then thou shalt lay up. Until then, the struggle continues. So this month, God is calling us to return back to the dictates of his word. I want to begin by saying that financial fortune is your heritage in Christ. Somebody believe that, say aloud, amen.
Amen.
3 John and verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. My will for you is that you prosper. Hallelujah. So you are not ordained to be pitied.
you are ordained to prosper.
Somebody say, believe in amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 8 and 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Somebody say, I receive it. Revelation 5:12. Please, all these scriptures just to confirm the truth that financial fortune is your heritage in Christ. These are not make-believe stuff. These are God's word. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. In John chapter 10 and verse 10, he said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I have come that you may have life, and have that life as much more abundantly. Somebody say, more abundantly. So in Christ, there are no limited life. In Christ, there are abundant what? Life. We are getting there. I say we are getting there. It's important for us to also know that why the revelation of the covenant unveils the future to us. It is our engagement with the terms of the covenant that guarantees our arrival there. Revelation tells us what the future looks like. We see from the word and we can tell what God wants to do. But knowledge is not enough. It is engaging what we know that empowers the covenant to be fulfilled in our life. James 1:22-25. He said, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Can you see that? If ye be hearers of the word, and not doers, you are like unto a man that behold his face in a natural glass, for he beheld himself, and he goeth away, and straight forgot or forgetteth what manner of man he was. Verse 25, he said, whosoever looketh at the perfect law of liberty and continued therein, him being not a forgetful hearer, but a what? A doer of the work. This man shall be what? This man shall be what? And Proverbs 10:22 tells us that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and does not add sorrow. When the man keep doing the terms of the covenant, this man shall be blessed. And that blessing makes people rich and does not add sorrow to it. You see how it works. It's not, oh God, bless me. No. We look for what he said we should do. And as we apply ourselves to it, the blessing begins to come our way. If you hear, say I hear. As if you hear, say I hear. Let's look at this scripture also as foundational. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Hallelujah. We read from verse 10 all the way to 18. And then we begin to build on the blocks. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10, all the way to 18. I read verse 10 and we'll read all the way to 18, please. Hallelujah. Remember when I started, I said the subject of finance is not a shouting thing. It's a teaching. So, I don't want to shout on top of my voice. I don't want to preach. I actually want to teach. If I start shouting now, I will get into the preaching stage. And a lot of people have had preaching and preaching, and they are not hearing. So let's get down. Let's settle down and understand how this thing works so that it will work in our life. Somebody say, believe in amen.
Amen.
Verse 10 is on the screen. He said, when thou hast eaten and are full, and thou art blessed, you bless the Lord, thy God, for the good land which he has given thee. Verse 11. Let's read together too. Everyone, please. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, and not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his statutes, which I command thee. It's a list. When thou hast eaten and are full, and hast built godly houses and dwelt therein. Verse 13, please. And when thy herbs and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. He said, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage. 15, church, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, whereas thou fearest serpent and scorpions and drought, where there was no water. Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of the flints? Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy father knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do good at the latter end? Verse 17. And thou shalt say in thy heart, my power and my might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. Verse 18, let's read one to go. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he might establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy father, as it is this day. Say louder, amen. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his heart, bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in Jesus' mighty name. So you see from that scripture, when you get home, go and look at it. You begin to understand key things as foundational. One, God is the source of kingdom wealth. God is the source. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. God giveth thee. Are you with me now? Say with me, God is the source. Louder, you can say, God is the source. God is the source. The nation is not the source. Your uncle is not the source. Your salary is not the source. God is the source. If you're here at the midweek service, a lot was said about this. God is the source. In John chapter 1, verse 16, he said, of his fullness have we all received. So there is nothing you have now that did not come from God. John 3 and 27. A man can receive nothing except he be given him from where? Say with me, God is the source. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 7. Please note down the scriptures, because it's teaching. We are teaching. So there will be scriptures on scriptures. You get back home, you go and look at it. We must pass this test, because the days of financial stress is finally over. Nobody is saying a loud amen. Who maketh thee to differ from another? What hast thou that thou did not receive? Somebody say receive. Now if thou did receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou did not receive it? So kingdom wealth, or what we call financial fortune in the kingdom, is not an accomplishment. It's a receivement. It's a receivement. It's not what we accomplish. There are no self-made man in the kingdom. You know what people talk about all about town and in the world? Self-made billionaire. Self-made. They don't understand where it's coming from. No man can receive anything except the word be given from above. The Lord grant you understanding. These foundational truths are vital. Because if you don't know where it's coming from, you'll be looking at the wrong place. So you lost your job, for instance, the whole of your life crashed down because you think that your job is the source. God is the source, and he can use anything to bless you. Are we making sense now? That's why, listen, he said in Psalm 1 and verse 3b, whatsoever he doeth. So it's not your job. Even if he's sending sand, it's not white collar. It's not whether you are a doctor or a PhD, forget it. It's not in the centigrade or the Fahrenheit that you have. It's not in the PhD. Whatsoever he doeth, the blessings of the Lord make it. So we are product of his makings. When God make a man, that man is made. Can you see where it's coming from now? Not your job. Not the country. Your blessing is not from abroad. No man can receive anything except it comes from where? Above. John 3:27. That's why David said, I will look up unto the hills. Where comes my help? My help coming from where? The Lord. Not my boss. Not the government. For those of you who are struggling with all kinds of benefits. Not the government. The Lord. Your story is changing. I say your story is changing. God is my source. You must let that sink inside you. So even when you get to the interview and they said, unfortunate, tell them thank you. For you, it's unfortunate. For me, I can't be unfortunate. I'm a child of fortune. God is my source. Number two, the kingdom is the purpose of financial fortune. The kingdom is the purpose. The kingdom is the purpose. Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 17. This foundation is please get this thing, because I can tell you the truth. The days of struggling like the world is over. Cry ye, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities, through the prosperity I give them, shall be spread abroad. My cities, through the prosperity, I prosper them to spread my city. Can you see the purpose? Matthew 24:14. Is that this gospel shall be preached across the world, and then the end shall come. The purpose is the kingdom. I said on Wednesday, you are too small for God to prosper you. When God is prospering you, you are too small to be the major subject for the reason for the prosperity. You are only a channel. You are only a channel, sir. You are only a channel, sir. The day you stop being a channel, God channels to somewhere else. That's why there was a time a lot of us used to do well, and we failed the test, and God found somebody else. Because listen to me, in this kingdom, anybody can be disposed, including me. Anybody can be disposed. You can't stop God's move. If you are not going to be a channel, God will look for somebody else. Are you catching that now? Psalm 35 and verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Somebody say servant. Somebody say servant. I want you to think about it, servant. The word for servant means steward. When you go to the restaurant and they say they serve you, is it not what you ask that they serve? If you ask for something and they serve you differently, what do? You reject the meal, true or false. That's how many people have been rejected. God asks them, serve it this way. They say, no. Lord, I have my own other need. Forgetting that they are not the source. They are only a channel. The kingdom is what? The purpose. Everybody repeat the same thing. The kingdom. In Luke 16, verse 10 and 11. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in the much. And he that is unjust in that which is least is unjust also in that which is what? Verse 11. Let's read together. I want to go. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Ask your neighbor, can God trust you? Did they answer you? All right, we'll leave it to another day. Financial fortune in the kingdom is an entrustment. If God cannot trust you, he cannot give it to you. Trust. Trust. People that will use it to serve his interest, not just their interest. Can you now see why? If you don't have kingdom dream, your future is limited. If you don't have kingdom dream, you only have personal dream. My car, my house, me and my children. Personal dream. No kingdom dream. Your destiny in the kingdom has been limited. God said to Abraham in Genesis 12, you read from verse 2 all the way to 3, say, I will bless you and you shall be what? A blessing. I bless you and you shall be what? If you are not willing to be a blessing, I will not bless you. Because I don't bless to odd. I bless so that you can be a channel. Thank you, Jesus. Do I say I have your weakness here? If you're with me, say loud amen. Amen. David said in 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 3, moreover, because of my affection, which I have for the house of my God, I have of my own proper goods. Can you see that? I brought gold, I brought silver, which I have given to the house of God over and above that they have prepared for the holy house. My affection. My affection. My affection. If I can know what is burning in your heart, I can know what God will put in your hand. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of man. The things that God has for those people who love him. When your heart is burning for God and the advancement of his kingdom, I can tell you how much God can put in your hand. If you hear, say I hear. If you hear, say I hear. I see grace being released. Number three things to note. The covenant is the platform for kingdom financial fortune. The covenant is the platform. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18, it says, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth the power to get with, that he may establish his covenant. And this is how we begin to build. Question, what is the covenant? You see it many times, as often said by our Father and the Lord, a covenant is simply a deal or a contract. enacted by God based on well-defined time and sealed with an oath. It's a deal enacted by God based on well-defined time and sealed with an oath. Hebrews 6, 13, all the way to 18, please. Sealed with an oath. A covenant is a deal. Is a terms and condition between God and us. For when God will make a promise to Abraham, verse 13 of Hebrews 6, please. He said, because he could not swear by a greater, he swore by himself. Saying, 14, surely, blessing I will bless thee. Multiplying I will multiply thee. 15, and so, after he has patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swore by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all tribe. 17 say, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, he confirmed it with an oath. You can bank on anything I've said. That's what he's saying. He confirmed it in an oath by two immutability, which is impossible for God to lie. You can count on this covenant any day and any time. If you walk by the terms and the condition, this covenant will work in any economic you find yourself. This covenant will work in any economic you find yourself. Somebody say, I hear. In Jeremiah 33, verse 20 and verse 21. Jeremiah 33, 20 and 21. He bind that covenant with the sun and the day. Thus says the Lord, if you can break the covenant of the day and the covenant of the night, that there should be no day and that there should be no season. He said, then let my covenant with David be broken. In other words, God is saying, listen, my covenant is like day and night. If Satan cannot stop the day from daying, and Satan cannot stop the night from nighting, he can't stop my word from being performed in your life. How many of you believe Satan is powerful? Do you believe that? All right, no problem. I'm not arguing with you. As powerful as the Satan is, has he ever stopped day from daying? Has he ever stopped night from nighting? That's the reason you should relax. God cannot lie. God cannot lie. God cannot lie. Somebody say with me, my God cannot lie. Louder you can say, my God cannot lie. The loudest you can say, my God cannot lie. Did you hear the testimony of our deaconess? At some point, she find the terms of the covenant. She said she had two scriptures that she was chewing every day. Listen to me. You are looking at the wrong thing too much. The scriptures cannot be broken. No matter how winch the winch may be. The scripture, John 10, 35, unto them, he said, the scripture. Now listen to me. When we talk about covenant, we are talking about this. This is the terms of the covenant. From Genesis to Revelation. If you follow everything God say here, no devil can stop you from prospering. No devil. No devil that is devil enough. And how do you know? He said, every time you see the day, every time you see the night, just be aware that my covenant is still in force. Let God be true and not Satan be a liar. Who told you you will die? You can't die. Who told you that sickness will kill you? It can't kill you. Who told you poverty is your heritage? That's not your heritage. I refuse Satan's report. I hold on to God's word. Let God be true and no negative announcement be a liar. And this week, God will prove it again in your life. This month, God will prove it again in your life. This second half of the year, God will prove it again in your life. You and your family are not going down. I say, you and your family are not going down.
You and your household shall not go down. Somebody believe that, say a louder amen. I say you and your household will not go down.
Psalm 89:34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the words that have gone out of my mouth. God is the covenantor. We are the covenantee. As a matter of fact, we are the beneficiary of the deal. All we need to do is to have good understanding of what the terms and the conditions say and sign up for it. Somebody say sign up. Somebody say sign up. When they give you contract of your phone, you hold the contract and you start doing, they'll say, excuse me, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? They say sign, man. That's what they say. That's why the covenant of financial fortune does not answer to prayer and fasting. All you need to do is do what? Sign up. In other words, give yourself to whatever the terms and conditions say. Somebody say, I hear. You are making it this time. I say you are making it this time. I say you are making it this time. I say you are making it this time. Please note and note very well. The covenant of financial fortune is superior to every prevailing economy, no matter the circumstances. Please, no matter. Do you know why? If you still with me where I began, God is the source. If God is with you in the desert, water will gush. Two of us? Two of us? Water will gush. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. Do you know why you are struggling? You are looking at system as your source. You are looking at country. That's why you have to travel to certain country to make it. No, 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 no. We are not made by country. We are not made by people. We are made by God. We are made by God. We are made by God. Did somebody catch what I'm saying? In John 15 and verse 5b, he said, for without me, you can do nothing. So please, reorder your focus. If I get the job, you know, my finances will settle. No! If I have you, God, my finances will settle. It's a difference. So you don't link your progress to system. No! You link it to God. And so whatever God tells you to do, you are ready to do it. Why? Because my God shall supply my needs according to his riches. His riches. Philippians 4 and verse 19. His, not their riches. Their riches can finish, but his riches cannot. His riches cannot. That's why a lot of people are struggling, because they always look at the physical thing. They take their eyes off God. In the time of Abraham, there was famine. Genesis 12, verse 10. Yet, Abraham was rich in silver, in gold. Genesis 13 and verse 2. In the time of Isaac, there was hardship. Genesis 26, verse 1, all the way to 2. But yet, Isaac increased in the land. He was strong in the land. He was so blessed that he became the envy of his world. Verse 12 of Genesis 26, all the way to 14. Somebody say, I hear. Psalm 33, verse 18 to 19. Psalm 33, verse 18 to 19. Say, behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, and upon them that hope in his mercy. What will happen? Verse next. To deliver their soul from death. And to what? I see God keeping you alive. Amen. Psalm 37 verse 18 and 19. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Somebody say forever. Forever. Verse 19. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine, what will happen to them? Shout it loud, say, I shall be satisfied. The loudest you can say, I shall be satisfied. I see God satisfying you. Few things to note here. Covenant channels for provoking financial fortune. The first that you must hold on to. Remember we said the covenant is the platform. Is your tithe. Your tithe. That's its terms and condition. If you are interested, Malachi 3 verse 6 all the way to 11. People will hear tithe and then they shut down. Ah, no, they are talking about our finances. Please calm down. Calm down, please. Everything you have today, it came from him. True of us? True of us? As the true of us? Look at this scripture in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14. Look at this scripture. Who am I, David said? What is my people that we should be able to offer you willingly after this sort? For all things come of what? And of thy own have we. Anything you give today is from him. That's what he's saying. For all things come from him. That little pound. All things come, and from thy own hand have we. So please relax. Relax. God cannot be eyeing your pocket. It's too small for God to be eyeing, you know. And say, whatever my son. No, 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 no. Can you imagine you give your child, let's just say you give your child 50 pounds as a gift, and your child now came and said, Dad, I'm giving you 10 pounds. I said, just to let you know I'm helping you. What would you do? You would just smile. You can also say, okay, give me back my 50 pounds. Let me see where you get the 10 pounds to say you are helping me. You are too small to help God. God is the one helping us. And is creating for us opportunities for our change of story. If you hear, say, I hear. So Malachi chapter 3 verse 6 all the way to 11. Let's pick that up quickly. It says, for I am the Lord, I change it not. You sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from this day of my father, you have gone away of my ordinance. Can you see? My terms, and have not kept them. Return to me, I will return to you, saith the Lord of hosts. But you said, Lord, where do we return to you? Verse 8. Will a man rob God? He said, you have robbed me. And they say, wherein did we rob you? He said, in your tithes and in what? In your offering. Verse next. He said, because of this, you have cost with a cost. The word cost means to place a limit on somebody's life. It's like a spell that is placed on you. Not because God costs you. God does not cost. Are you catching that now? In Christ, we cannot be cursed. But give no place for who? The devil. Immediately you are not following his term, you have opened the door for devil to be the curser. That's what a lot of Christians do. Satan does not have power over us and our finances. But immediately we start disobeying God, we open the door for him to come and do whatever he wants to do. And the Bible says, come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, you are cursed with a curse. That's what he said. Somebody say, I hear. You shall not be cursed. Leviticus 27:30. All the tithes of the land, he said, are the Lord's. All. Somebody say, all. Not some. All are the Lord's. Matthew 23, verse 23. I want to read this, please, in the New Living Translation. Because there are some people here that may need to hear this. New Living, please. Look for it in New Living. NLT. NLT. Hallelujah. Are you with me in church today? Have you found NLT, please, so that we can read it? NLT, please. Thank you, Father. just to establish something. Oh, Jesus never stressed it. Jesus was not patterned about tithe. You can do whatever you like. Not necessarily. Jesus said, what sorrow are with you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites. He said, for you are careful to tithe, even of the tiniest of your income from your herb garden, but you ignore the more important aspect of the law. What are they? Justice, mercy, and faith. Then Jesus said, should you tithe? What's the answer? Should you tithe? What's the answer? So did Jesus say no to tithing? No. So where do you get your religion from? Should you tithe? He said, yes, but do not neglect other things. Hebrews 7 and verse 8. So in case you are claiming the blessings of Abraham, you must know how Abraham was blessed. Yeah, men that die, they receive tithe. But there, he, who is the he? You need to get back to from verse 1. He's talking about Christ, our high priest in heaven. He receives them and is bearing witness of everything that we do. So anytime you are giving to the kingdom, Jesus in heaven is taking record that my daughter does this something for the kingdom. Take record of it. My son just did something. Every time you are giving to the poor, every time you are servicing the covenant channels, Jesus in heaven is saying, take record. And when God takes record, he rewards. The reason God takes record is so that they can reward. Somebody say, I hear. I see God blessing you. Please note, Abraham, our father, was a tither. John 14, you see that in verse 20 and verse 21. The Bible says he gave a tithe of all. And there, we are children of Abraham, and we command the blessings of Abraham. Genesis chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. But we must do the works of Abraham. John 8, 39. If Abraham is your father, he said, therefore do what? The works of your father. Somebody say, I receive grace. The next is kingdom advancement sacrifice. This goes beyond our title. This is using our resources to advance the kingdom of God, as it may be. Haggai chapter 1 from verse 3 all the way to 10. So please don't mix it. It reckons on your tithe. He also reckons on advancing the kingdom using our resources. Don't say everything is put in one. No. When it came to the tithe, he gave you the measurement. When it came to kingdom advancement, he gave you free hand. And the third is giving to parent. Hallelujah. Somebody says an Old Testament thing. Not necessary, because the covenant is one. Old and new. The blessings of Abraham, where is it? Old Testament. But why do you claim it? Psalm 23, Old Testament, true of us. So why do you claim it? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A lot of people are looking for what suits them. Say with me, I hear. I don't have all the time. Look at verse 4. You can read it all the way to 15. He said, make me a savory meat, which I love, and bring to me that I may eat, and my soul will do what? Bless you. Somebody say, I receive it. That my soul may bless you. Bring for me, as a result of bringing it, what will happen? I will bless you. That's why Jacob said in Genesis 49 and 26, he said, the blessings of my father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors. In this kingdom, we prosper by blessing. So, from time to time, you have to look out for biological elders, beginning from your parent. It's a channel. The Bible reckons it. Beginning from your biological parent. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3 teaches us that. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. There are two ways you can honor people. You honor them by respecting them, and you honor by giving them. Giving is a way of honoring people. Not because they need it, but because in verse 2, he said, this is the first commandment we promise. Verse 3 says something. He said, that it may be well. When you are honoring them, he said, it shall be well. May it be well with you. This may be the reason why a lot of young people are facing all kinds of restrictions and challenges in our world today. Because we live in a world where young men and young women no longer respect and honor seniors. It may be. So we must get back to practicing the terms and the conditions of his word. Somebody say, I hear. I therefore decree that the grace of God to follow through. You see where we began? Go through these conditions. And it says the blessings begin to locate you from here and there. Somebody say, I receive grace. Louder you can say, I receive grace. Loudest you can say, I receive grace. And the loudest you can say, I receive grace. Let me round up in this note. You cannot connect to God and not collect from God. Remember, God is the source. You cannot connect to God in following through his word and not collect from God. So all we need is grace to what? Connect. Somebody say connect. Grace to connect. Grace to keep. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Let us not be weary in well doing. All these things we have said. Don't be tired of doing them. But in due season, he said, you shall reap if you faint not. Somebody say, I hear. I see God changing your story. Somebody say, Lord, give me grace. Never to be weary. In the practice of the covenant. In Jesus' mighty name. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Shall we rise on our feet? Lord, I receive grace. Somebody say grace. Somebody say grace. And louder you can say grace. To keep practicing the covenant. Lord, I receive that grace. Please lift up your voice wherever you are and ask God for that grace. Ask God for the grace. Lord, I receive grace to keep practicing the covenant. To keep following through the word. So that I can enjoy continuous blessings. Please pray for the grace. Pray for the grace. And pray for the grace. And pray for that grace. Lord, wherever I have missed it, I ask for mercy. Wherever I have stopped, I ask for mercy. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Remember where we began. Deuteronomy 8:18. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. You see that? That's where it all begins. Getting back to God. Getting back to what? To God. Checking our life. Lord, where is it that we missed it? Where is it? Getting back to God. We are going to pray quickly. As we call out those who may want to get back to God in salvation. Lord, I want to reconnect back to you. I want to go back to the place of true worship, true living. Jesus said, come unto me, O ye that labor and everybody. He said, I will give you what? Rest. I want to pray for anyone who would say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. Why am I saying this? Thou shalt remember the Lord. You can't put God at the back burner and expect God to frontier for you. Please, wherever you are, join me right now. I'll be calling you to come to the front as you take a bold step. We'll pray for you from the altar, and your life will never remain the same again. Please, wherever you are, take a bold step. Pastor, I want to connect back to God. I want to rededicate my life to God. Please, wherever you are, take a bold step and come forward. I'll pray for you from the altar. Church, let's give Jesus a big hand of praise.